The Rangers at home looking for the sweep of the Tigers and their sixth victory in their last seven games. Pick up the action 4-2 Detroit in the third. Adrian Beltre with a man on facing Anibal Sanchez.
Beltre swings and drives one deep to left center. That ball's back. It is out of here on 0-2 again. Hey there, Adrian Beltre, a two-run home run and this ballgame's tied at four.
4-4 the score through three innings.
Pop up into shallow center. DeShields is on. Did he get it? He did. Another spectacular catch in center field.
Here's Elvis Andrews 0-for-1 with a walk. Here he drives one into center field. Well struck. Mato going back, looking up. This one is just over the fence. A home run for Elvis Andrews. His 16th home run of the year. It puts the Rangers in front 5-4.
Pitch on. There's a ground ball off the middle. That's a base hit. Two-run score. And Andrews has opened this thing up.
First pitch with two on. He swings and cracks one through the left side, a base hit. Hitting the bag at third is Chirinos. He's coming home. Upton's throw up the line. Chirinos slides in safely.
It's an RBI single for Elvis Andrews.
Four RBIs as well.
The Rangers sweep the Tigers, picking up their sixth win in their last seven games. Texas scores 28 total runs in the three-game set. Elvis Andrews, a huge game with three hits, four RBIs, and three runs scored. Joey Gallo moves into a tie for second in the AL home run race, belting his 35th long ball of the season. Cole Hamels wins his fourth straight decision. Tigers starter Anibal Sanchez had to leave the game in the third inning with left hamstring tightness. The Rangers sweep away the Tigers. Manager Jeff Banister spoke after.
Yeah, it'd be tough to point to just one thing. Obviously, you sell the offense tonight. I think throughout the offensive attack, it's a number of base runners we continue. I think we had seven walks tonight, something 23, 24 total base runners, something like that. Last night, it was 15. So the double-digit base runners offensively have allowed us to do some things that we're used to doing, run the bases, steal bases, create, and then obviously the home run shows up for us in certain situations. And it's been the pitching, really. I know Cole didn't have his best stuff tonight, but he battled through, grinded through the innings tonight, kind of found a little bit of a rhythm late, was able to once got a lead there, was able to kind of maneuver through their lineup. But I believe it's a combination of all things, really, just the defense that we've played, the pitching that we've gotten, and then the offense has really showed up for us.
Jeff, it's still a one-run game in the sixth, and you went out there to talk to Hamels before he faced Matuk with two on. Were you going out there to take his temperature, or did you go out there knowing you were going to stay with him?
That's a great question. Really wanted to stay with him. He's our number one guy. He's been in those situations a number of times in his career. If anybody can get out of it, he's the guy. We trust a lot. I went out just to check where he was at, see how he felt, just kind of get everybody on the same page. And so that was essentially the conversation. The message was, look, this is it. Go get him.
I guess while NASA's been tracking Gallo home runs, Mazzara has kind of gotten on a pretty good roll here. Do you see him kind of upward trending the same way Gallo has been of late, even though it's not been as spectacular?
We do. No, it's and we've seen these type of trends for Maz last couple of years where kind of plateaus at certain points and then gets hot again. And and he's hitting the baseball hard. Look, he's hit it as hard as anybody in our lineup, really, when he's putting the ball in play. So we see that, and last couple of nights, it's been fun to watch those two guys go back to back.
We may be completely way off base here, but we had a few people ask us, was there something said between Beltre and Gallo after Gallo somewhere in the dugout?
No. That's boys being boys in the dugout. No, that's more humorous than anything else. No, there's nothing there. No, guys just having fun inside the dugout. I think you know, many cameras that watch our dugout. We see our guys that are they're really loose. I love when they're loose, and it was nothing there. No.
Cole Hamels wins his fourth straight decision. He talked to the media after the game.
I mean, it's, you know, obviously when you know, you go out there and you know, put the team behind, you know, early, and then, you know, the team's able to kind of you know, get you a few runs there. It's, you know, you want to go out there and try to put up the zeros as fast as possible to try to maintain that momentum that we just were able to do in the bottom half of the inning. So it's a tough game. I mean, you know, just for you know, the early part and what we were able to do, and you know, it's you really just got to give it to the hitters. I mean, they really came out and they got the runs. They answered when we needed to, and they even put more runs on the board. You know, a lot of guys are really starting to get hot, and it's great to see. You know, so it's just kind of continuing what we've been able to do last week, and obviously you know, seeing what we can do this coming weekend. You know, but I think guys are really starting to have fun and really you know, play the game the right way, and it's fun to see.
When that does happen over the course of a number of games and then within one game, what does that do for you as far as what does it allow you to do?
You know, it's you don't really have to put as much pressure on yourself. You know, obviously you're going to have good games and bad games, but it's a matter of, you know, how you really kind of fare during a difficult game, you know, kind of a struggle that I was having throughout, you know, the six innings that I was able to pitch. You know, you're just kind of battling. You're trying to find it. You know, you're trying to, you know, get strikes, trying to get ahead of guys. But, you know, it wasn't the case. But the guys were right behind me, and they, you know, they did. They let me know that, hey, just get out of this inning, and we'll get those runs. And that's kind of a nice, you know, feeling to really have, you know, because when you have that comfort and you kind of sit back and let your teammates do their job too, it makes it a little bit easier.
Did you have to do much convincing with two outs in the sixth?
You know, it's a matter of just kind of the situation at hand. And, you know, I understand, obviously, we only had one run, we just got it. You know, you want to be able to preserve it. You know, it was a tough battle with Kinsler there, you know, made the right pitch that I wanted. But, you know, he did what he was, you know, intended to do and, you know, fought it off and got a hit. So it's, you know, I knew what was at stake. And, you know, I was going to try to make good pitches. I wasn't going to give in. And see what happened. And, you know, if obviously with the result that happened was the best, but, you know, you have to look at it where if that's not the case, you know, we have a guy that's ready to come in and obviously face a big-time hitter in Upton. But, you know, good thing we got out of that smoothly.
Nomar Mazara, nice effort with three hits and three RBIs, including his 15th homer of the season.
No, nothing different. You know, just go to a play and just trust the process. Just go out there looking for my pitch and lean the count. And don't try to do too much. Just try to put a good swing on the ball. And when you put the ball in play, good things happen.
What's more fun for you, an outfield assist or a home run?
Probably an outfield assist.
Yeah. Take us through that play.
No, you know, I know Miggy. You know, he's a hell of a hitter. So I just went there. I got the perfect hop. And I just make a good throw.
Like your friends have something for you. Nomar, for you guys as a team, the way you've been playing of late, sweeping this series 5 of 6 on this homestand, what's been the difference?
I mean, we're playing together, you know, we're keeping the lineup moving and don't try to do too much. You know, if they don't want to pitch us, pass it to the next hitter. And, you know, and the pitching staff have been doing a great job. You know, Cole, Bottle out there, you know. And, you know, like I said, we're keeping the lineup moving.
Do you feel like this is a team that can make a run?
Sure. You know, it's still a lot of games left. You know, if we keep playing like that, good things are going to happen.
Up next, the Rangers begin a series at home against the White Sox on Thursday. Tyson Ross on the Hill.